This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Venezuela government tolerance for differing opinions may be at an all-time low. Opposition leaders are on the run as the country appears to be close to a breaking point. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, a policy analyst for Latin America at the Cato Institute, comments.
As the situation rapidly deteriorates economically in Venezuela, large segments of the population, especially the middle class, are fed up and they're going into the streets to protest. We have seen protests before in Venezuela, large protests, but the way that the government has repressed the protests taking place last week has only made things worse. Three people died last week. They were killed by armed groups that are supporters of the government. The government issued an arrest warrant against Leopoldo López, who is a former mayor of Chacao, which is a district of Caracas, is one of the most emblematic leaders of the opposition. He just turned himself into the authorities today. And this is only going to make things worse as the population feels that there's no way out. And they don't have any other option but going into the streets and demand that there is a change in government.
So high inflation, otherwise also economic deterioration. Hugo Chavez cracked down on opposition leaders at the time, and presumably Maduro will continue to double down on that policy.
Indeed, President Maduro is more thuggish than Hugo Chavez. He's closely advised by the Cuban regime. He was actually installed in power, some people say, by the Castro brothers. And the most most great threat that he has to his hold on power is not the opposition, it's not the people in the streets, but it's within his own regime. Let's remember that Chavismo is a very complex bunch of groupings and interests, some of them very closely tied with the military. And they're watching closely how Maduro responds to the protests. If they feel any weakness from Maduro, they will take it as a green light to remove him from power. So it's very likely that Maduro is going to double down on repression, and he's not going to have any apprehension on repressing the protesters as ruthlessly as possible.
Now it's worth stressing this point because this has happened in some African countries. Like, people argue that Zimbabwe has a similar situation where the head of state is effectively captured by the interest groups. I mean, you can argue this about a lot of countries, I think, but you know, he's constrained. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, Nicolás Maduro is a Cuban apparatique. It's been widely reported that he was actually training Cuba even before Hugo Chavez came to power in 1999. So he is very well taught on how to implement policies that consolidate power around just one person. The problem is that he's surrounded by people who don't share the same background, who are more closely aligned with economic interests within the country, with the military, and so on. And so far, they have been held together. All these groupings within Chavismo, all these factions have been held together by their desire to keep to remain in power. However, if they see that Maduro's hold on power is weakening, some of these factions might feel that the only way to remain in power will be to remove Maduro. So that's why I think Maduro, he knows about this, and that's why he won't he won't have any apprehension to retort to the worst kinds of repression against the population.
What have neighbors and other regional Latin American governments, how have they responded?
This is one of the most regrettable aspects of this whole situation in Venezuela, is the way that Latin American countries are either supporting the regime of Nicolás Maduro or remaining silent out of cowardice, out of cynicism. But Mercosur, for example, already issued a statement supporting the Venezuelan president, as well as other left-wing populist regimes in Ecuador, in Bolivia, Nicaragua, Whereas more mature democracies that you will expect them to come out in defense of human rights and democracy, such as Chile, such as Mexico, such as Peru and Colombia, they remain silent. So this is also empowering the Venezuelan regime. They can actually engage in very brutish repression without feeling the heat from the peers, the Latin American peers. So unfortunately, the Venezuelan regime is not going to face much of criticism from the region. And any criticism it receives from Washington or Brussels or any other global power is going to be simply brushed off.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is a policy analyst for Latin America at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. You can read more of his work at cato.org.